Good evening. I'm glad to see everyone out tonight. It's a blessing to be here and a blessing that we can come together and study another portion of God's Word. I hope that what I've prepared is a help to you in some way. I know that when I study, I feel like I get a lot more out of these than anybody else does. I don't have a lot tonight, but we'll go ahead and get started. If you'll turn with me to Genesis 2 and verse 15. What I have to discuss tonight is our work ethic, but a little more than that, how we use that to influence others. In Genesis 2 and verse 15, it says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." You know, we read here that man has always had responsibilities. From the very first man that was ever in the world, he had responsibilities. He had to dress and keep the garden. He had to work. If you'll turn with me to Genesis 3 and verse 17 through 19. It says, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." And we read here, because of man's sin, that the work that we had isn't going to be easy. It says there'll be thorns and thistles, and you know, every job we have, whether it be something where you grow and there is thorns and thistles, or whether you have thorns and thistles of your own in whatever job you have. And this is going to be the work that we have isn't always going to go smooth. And if we read in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 10, if you'll turn there with me now. Second Thessalonians 3 and 10 says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Now, another reason we have to work is, for one, it's one of God's commandments. And for two, it's to attain things in this life. If we want to survive and we need the things in this life, then we have to work for them. They're not just going to be handed to us. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs 6 and verse 6 through 8. Here we have an example of how we are supposed to work. Starting in verse 6 in Proverbs 6, it says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest." Now, if you've ever seen ants work or watched an ant, they work all day long. From the time the sun comes up till the sun goes down, they're constantly working and constantly trying to get food and to store away, and they don't stop working. And we need to apply this to our lives, whether it be our jobs or if we're a student or just anything we do in this life. We need to apply ourselves and be more like the ant. The influence we have on others when we're working can be good or bad. If you'll turn with me to Proverbs 24 and verse 30 through 32. Starting in verse 30 says, "I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and had covered the face thereof, and stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction." You know, when someone's lazy or doesn't take care of their work that they have to do, it can really show through. You can tell just by the work they don't accomplish. And when we call ourselves Christians, it reflects poorly when we're lazy. Because if we can't do one of the simple first commandments that God had given us, what is that going to say to people when we can't, if we can't do that? And we need to make sure our actions aren't saying poorly on God's commandments. If you'll turn with me to Colossians 3, verses 22 through 24. says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." When we work, we need to do what it is, whether or not we're being watched, or whether our boss is watching us, or if anybody's around. We don't need to do it just for a pat on the back, but we need to remember that God is always watching, and we need to make sure that when we're working to glorify God. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 5 and verse 16. Matthew 5 and 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." When we take the name Christian, we're going to be judged whether we like it or not. And if we work hard and people see that, then they're going to have a favorable opinion of us, and more importantly, a favorable opinion towards God. And I know this verse here isn't exactly talking about the physical labor, but the concept is the same. When we say we're Christians and we're working hard and have a good characteristic like that, people are going to be more likely to assume that we have other good characteristics. If you'll turn with me to John 4 and verse 35 through 36. Starting in verse 35 says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." Not only do we have physical work that we have to do in this life, but we have spiritual work that we have to do too. It says here that the fields are white for harvest, and there's so many things in the kingdom that we can do and that need to be done, and there are people that haven't been saved and that need us, and we need to step up and do our jobs. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 9 and verse 37 through 38. Starting in verse 37 says, "Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." The Lord, he needs people to do hard work in the kingdom, and we need to step up and do our jobs. We don't need to assume that someone else will do it for us, because if you think about it, if Christ had taken that attitude, no one could do his job. And if he hadn't stepped up and done his job, then we would all still be hopeless. And we need to do the same. We need to step up and make sure we do the work so that someone else isn't lost and hopeless. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 25 and verses 14 through 30. Starting in verse 14, it says, For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far." Starting in verse 14 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded them with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, have I delivered unto me 5 talents? Behold, I have gained besides beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter in thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the one talent, came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye, unprofitable servant, into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God is our master, and he has given us a job to do. And as we read earlier, the fields are white for harvest. And when judgment day comes around and the Lord comes back, we don't want to be found like the one who threw his talent into the hole in the ground. There's a lot of work we need to do, and we need to be profitable in our work so that when Christ comes back, we are found doing the work that he's commanded us to do. If you'll turn with me to Colossians 3 and verse 17. Verse 17 says, And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whether we are working in our jobs or for a student or doing spiritual work in the kingdom, then we need to put all of our might into serving God to our full extent, whatever it is. If there's anyone here tonight who has fallen short in this and would like the prayers of the church and like the help, or if there's someone who hasn't started doing the things that God would wish us to do, we can baptize you. And the nice thing about that is it's not work. It's a privilege we have we can have our sins washed away. If there be one of either sort, we'd ask that you'd come and have a seat on the front pew as we stand and sing.